This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. By day, Andy McGowan makes food. He's the owner of Gear Street Garden in Durham. By night, McGowan and his friends trade in their culinary chops for music. He's pulled together, at times up to 15 of his friends, complete with horns, a vibraphone, drums, and keyboards. They've just released two albums, their first one called that's a collection of early impromptu recordings, another album called Golden Belt, professional debut of the band that now has years of experience under its belt. D-Town Brass is going to be at the Pinhook in Durham Saturday at 10 o'clock, but first they're in our studio, at least two of the composers, Andy McGowan and Bob Pence. Welcome to both of you. Good to have you here.
Thanks. You very much, Frank.
Andy, tell me how this band got started.
Sort of by accident in around 2008.
It was a 15-car collision.
Two trombones, a vibraphone.
Mm-hmm. So we started, I just had one song that seemed to suggest horns, and I thought it would be fun to try to record it. And so I called up some friends, and they called up some friends, and we assembled in the restaurant Piedmont on the night we were closed, and we rehearsed a few times, and then the third time we got together, we recorded it. I set up a tape machine, and it came together really quick and very easy, and it was a lot of fun. And so I called everybody up emailed everybody the next week and said, I had a good time doing that. You want to do it again? And so we did. And then over the course of about a year and a half, we recorded about 10 songs just for ourselves, for enjoyment. And then around that time, Bob said, I've got a tune. And so it just grew from there.
Well, the band is kind of an improvisational jazz feel. Is this the kind of music you had been interested in, or did it just suggest itself to you when you heard this group?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I've been playing with the group since the beginning, so I was just like, yeah, can I write a number? And then wrote a bunch of numbers for the band, and it's got improvisational elements, but it's very composed.
And are you writing for each instrument, or do you come up with a melody and everybody kind of...
Each horn, definitely.
Yeah.
And I'll come up with a bass line, usually, or at least, a series of chords for the bass player to, riff on.
Then you get in a room and do whatever you want, Andy? Is that
No. it's not as improvised as it sounds, I think. There's people taking solos, but with that many people, in order to keep things on track and sounding the way we want them, we definitely hand out parts to everybody. And for the most part, people know what they're supposed to be doing and when.
Well, let's listen to one of the tunes from the new album. This is called Escape Hatch. Escape Hatch from the new album by D-Town Brass called Golden Belt, and the founder, Andy McGowan of Gear Street Garden in Durham, is here along with another one of the founding members of that band, Bob Pence. Andy, you talked about playing music, getting together, trying to hear other musicians, and then this band gets started. What kind of music were you interested in playing before this? Was this the kind of music you were doing?
No, I was always a rock musician, and I think the first song that we did was a little more on the rock side, but something about getting horn players together and just it kind of opened my ears up and caused me to write in a different way.
How about you, Bob? What kind of music were you doing?
I'm into all kinds of music, really. My head's all over the place, but I've definitely listened to a whole pile of jazz and various other things that feed into this kind of music.
Who were like, the influences for this, would you say?
I think we're both really into Duke Ellington and Sun Ra and Charles Mingus, but yeah. You know, it's a different thing than that.
And for, I don't know about you, Bob, but for me, Fela Kuti.
Fela Kuti.
You can definitely hear the influence of that in the last song.
So these are all influences for you as the sound comes together. And this is stuff, I mean, you're talking about artists who were in their prime, 50s and 60s. What's the audience like for this? It's great sounding music. Is there an audience?
There seems to be a little bit of one.
Yeah. I mean, people show up to our shows. They have a good time. I think it's, you know, it's a music that doesn't fit into any sort of style that's happening right now, but it's
groovy.
It's sort of immediately pleasing to hear horns and drums playing together.
Yeah. Do you record ensemble, everybody in the room, or do you do separate parts?
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
There is a little bit of overdubbing. We've had some, you know, accidents, so the track didn't get recorded. Somebody had to redo their part, but for the most part, it's all live.
All right. Well, let's hear another one right now. D-Town Brass doing Slippery Monkeys. Their new album's called Golden Belt. They're going to be playing at the Pinhook in Durham on Saturday at 10 o'clock. Two of the members of that band are here with me now, Andy McGowan and Bob Pence. This is really, you put out two albums now. You had another album called Ur that's coming out about the same time, right?
Yeah, that's Ur is a collection of our first recordings that we did
a couple of years ago.
And some songs, that batch of songs, we didn't really take a lot of time with the recording quality or anything like that. So some songs came out great, some not so great. So we kind of took the ones that sounded good in the original takes and put those on Ur, and then redid some other stuff with a more careful setup on Golden Belt.
Right. Do you, when you pull a group like this together, I guess keeping everybody together is kind of the hard part, and without having, you know, you've got 15 people.
Yeah, and everybody, once this starts taking off, everybody's got a solo career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know. I mean, it's going to be a lot to keep track of all those solo careers. And
Well, but people have other things to do, so I think scheduling is always a problem, whether it's a, you know.
It's a challenge, meeting or a, right? But not a problem. It's a challenge.
Yeah. So, and when you do the album, how about engineering? Do you, with a big ensemble, can you just stick a one mic in the room, or do you have to really worry about mic placement and some of the more fine details recording an album like this versus a rock band with maybe, you know, two guitars and a set of drums?
There's a lot of mics.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes two horns will share a mic, like the trumpets, I think, often share a mic, but... A lot of the individual instruments have their own mics, and then we do the mixing from there.
Yeah, I think for me, I didn't want to get too concerned with that. I wanted to focus more on playing. So there, you know, there's a little like catch as catch can quality to the recording, but the band just sounds really pleasing together. And there's a very few amplified instruments, so the levels just kind of fall right in where they're supposed to be for the most part.
I want to play a little bit of one more piece on the new album, Hectic Metric, from the D-Town Brass's latest CD. That's the D-Town Brass from their latest album, Golden Belt. Two of the founders here, Andy McGowan, Bob Spence. You're going to be at the Pinhook on Saturday. Bring everybody in the band. Do you have smaller ensembles that you go around with, or is this you've got the big band? And
you
that's
mean smaller
band.
Versions of this band?
Yeah, smaller versions band? Of this band no. that you take around.
There
this
was one session.
This is actually the smaller version of a larger band that the rest of the members of the band don't know about yet. But we'll let them in on it later.
They're going to be surprised when there's a trombone banging them in the back of the head. Mm-hmm, where'd that guy come from?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much for being on the show.
Our pleasure. Thank you very much for having us.
Andy McGowan, Bob Spence, composers for the ensemble band D-Town Brass. Their albums are Golden Belt and Ur, playing as part of their album release Saturday at the Pinhook in Durham. Thanks for listening to The State of Things. Our website is stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Alex Granados, Isaac Davey Aronson, Sean Wen, and Nicole Campbell. Robin Copley is the technical director, Brent Wolf, our news director, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.